Okay, let's do a roll call then.
Is there anybody from Southeast besides Juno?
Haynes Senior Center is listening.
Excellent. All right.
Caroline Hankins is the site manager for the Haynes Senior Center. She's dialing in to the Alaska Commission on Aging's biweekly legislative conference call.
People can come and listen directly and make public comment right here in Haynes at the Senior Center. And I think it makes a difference. They want to hear from the seniors. They're not hearing enough from seniors. And if they do, it might be able to change people's opinions.
Silverware clatters in the dining room where the rest of the center is preparing for lunch. Hankins says up to 30 seniors eat lunch here every day. Most of them get here, and any place, in the Caravan, a ride service for seniors and people with disabilities. She says many seniors help pay for these services using money they receive from the Senior Benefit Payment Program. The state program is a monthly check for seniors with moderate to low incomes. Over 11,000 seniors statewide receive this benefit. 87 of them live in Haynes.
People would lose a sense of independence. I think it would affect people coming to the Senior Center for lunch because they feel like they couldn't afford it. Even though we are donation-based and we don't want to turn anyone away, I think in the big picture, if people start losing their senior benefit program, we'll start losing money. And I definitely know people wait for their senior benefit program to come into their bank account so that then they can come here and buy lunch.
If passed, Senate Bill 58 would not only zero out the budget for the program, it would repeal it entirely. Variations of the program have existed in Alaska by different names for nearly half a century, but this bill would take it off the books. Leslie Thompson from the Alaska Commission on Aging says losing the Senior Benefit Payments Program could be devastating.
And that could make a difference between a senior being able to afford food or prescriptions. That could be $250 a month, which is a lot for a low-income person, a lot for anybody.
She's also worried about the Medicaid cuts, especially adult dental care. She says the commission doesn't want the state to lose its seniors because they can't afford to stay.
If you're a 70-year-old or 75-year-old widow, it's really hard to go back to work to make more money. So if some of these programs go away, then I think seniors are going to have a very hard time making a go of it in the state of Alaska.
These services are especially important in Haynes. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, nearly 800 seniors live here. This is the oldest population in the state. Thompson says bills that threaten services are moving through the legislature now.
So now is the time to really encourage legislators to put money back in for senior benefits or adult dental.
The vote came up on opposing SB 58. I would like to change my vote from abstain to support the motion.
It's just Hankins on the call today. No seniors made it in. But she's been on every call. She says she's worried about the people she works with and the state's funding priorities.
It's shocking that we could lose this respect for our elders.
For Hankins, the cuts are more than just numbers.
These are people. We need to take care of them.
In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.